called Troppiano. Troppy is with us, back for the new year. G'day, Troppy.
Yeah, hey, Christy, how you going?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. I should say you're from Wreckfish West and you've been real busy because, well, many people have been out and about and there's been lots, especially on social media, to chew on in the last week, especially that dewey that was caught off Busselton or south somewhere recently.
That was a boomer. That's about as big as they get. I think a lot of guys be dreaming to get one that big. It's hard to get scale when you look at a photo like that. But, yeah, I can tell you that's about as big as they get.
It's an absolute thumper.
Yeah. He was, they're still trying to work out, I think, if he was going to get put on official scales or not. He'd be pushing the state record, which is 25.84 kilos, which was set in 1971. So you can see that those fish don't come around that often. But looking on those unofficial scales there, he looks like he's going to give that a real push.
Incredible. You'd just be stoked, wouldn't you? Be able to hold that over your mates forever.
I mean, I'm pretty stoked when I get a just-sized dewey, so you can imagine the emotion those guys would have felt getting a fish like that.
There was a bloke over in the Murray River in Victoria over Christmas I saw. He actually, I'm not sure of the weight, but it was an absolute huge Murray River cod that he managed to catch by hand. Just in the shallows there, and it scared the bejesus out of him. But he, he just said, you know, so many people just don't believe him. But the ABC over there did a bit of a chat with him, and it just sounded incredible. And again, one of those fishing stories that you'll tell forever, but sometimes they're at a bit of a stretch. There was a few other records that were set in the last week, weren't there?
Yeah, well, I mean, last week we had the in West Australia, you know, for next now, the biggest ever blue marlin in Australia was caught, which was just over half a tonne. So incredible, there's some big fish around. And then
it's pretty exciting for GameX this year.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think a lot of guys are going to be signing up. I mean, the guys up there are already talking about it being, the home of the 500-kilo blue marlin. So, it's put Exmouth on the map even more. I mean, I like to go up there, so for me, I'd probably prefer there was less big catches like that, so less people went there. So I like its simplicity up there. But
it's always a double-edged sword, isn't it?
Yeah. No, good for the town. And, I mean, GameX is always an incredible event and, you know, has already a huge, not just the economic benefit, but, the importance to the community there and the energy it brings to the town. But I think it'll be even bigger this year. And, I mean, the good fishing for marlins continued. I think they were getting 300-kilo fish again throughout this week. So yeah, something's going on up there that has been, real good for the big marlin.
Wow. And just across those waters, particularly up in that northwest region, it's been a bit blowy due to ex-tropical cyclone Joyce, so probably not too much activity, but I'd imagine people will be dropping a line over the next few days once things start to settle down.
Yeah, before that cyclone kind of hit up around Broome, the barra fishing in the creeks was actually going really good. Generally kind of gets better as the waters warm up. But, obviously it wouldn't have been much fishing going on the last few days. They've been smashed up there, so hopefully everyone's okay. But, generally once you get kind of big rains like that, if everyone's boats are still fine as you get out in the water, if you do get a big runoff, you can get some really good mackerel fishing where that dark water hits the clean water. So there'll be a lot of guys getting lures out and trying to tow lures around them. And for the shore-based guys, it can be mixed. You know, sometimes it can really fire the fishing up. Sometimes those muddy waters can kind of shut it down for a few days. So they'll have to see, you know, move around a bit and try a few different areas to see how they go.
All right, what about the Perth metro area? What's been happening around there?
Well, they've been getting a few more Spanish mackerel down here as well, and that's just as the waters keep warming up. We get a few more of those nice tropical fish churning up. And then the guys bottom bashing to get some small dewies, pinkies and snappers, the normal kind of stuff, which has been concentrated around 20 to 40 metres. But there was actually some decent dewies which came in really close waters last week, which surprised a few guys who were just going to, you know, Skippy and King George and behind some of the islands there. And they got some boomers that kind of turned up. So that was a really big surprise to guys. And then the shore-based guys, there's been some big tailor. So 70 centimetres a few been pushing, which is kind of a big Shark Bay tailor, the way you picture them, but awesome to see some big tailor around. And then the flathead fishing has been going really good in the river too. So up to 55 centimetres of fish have been going in there. And you're going for them, make sure you get a big diving lure that's going to kick up the sand and cause a big ruckus, and the tail will come in and smash that if they're in the mood. And the most exciting thing for me this week is, I mean, last week there were rumours someone, you know, saw a swordfish, which got everyone very excited, but this week it's definitely confirmed there was a juvenile swordfish swimming in the Coogee Marina. Lots of guys got footage of that, and one crazy fella even jumped in and got some footage. He filmed it from in the water, which is an experience and a bit of footage that I think no one will ever get in their lifetime again, because you're not going to see many swordfish in shallow water like that. So, yeah, that was incredible to see.
That's unreal. And you've shared that with us, that video, the Facebook page, WA Under Sea, so you can check out that footage. And there'll be the perfect moon phases for catching marin this week.
Yeah, so we're a week into the marin season now, and there's been some really good catches of marin throughout the southwest. But, yeah, this next week, if you can get down to one of your favourite waterways, it's the time, because there's really low, almost no moon, all the way through to next weekend. So any of the days over this weekend or after work, if you could shoot out after work and either stay the night at some of these places or just go for a few hours and come back. The marin are generally a bit more active, and, you know, come up onto the banks if you're doing a bit of snaring, or we're going to drop net if you're doing that with these lower moons. And, yeah, so I'd definitely be getting out there, and I've heard some really good reports of the marin over the last week. So.
And I think we've only got about 40 minutes left until the second day of the metro Perth area abalone season starts. Is that right?
Yep. I'm just all loaded up, actually, going to head straight down there after this. And my mate's actually down there. He told me not to be late this morning, but I'll be there. We always get out of my work, so if I'm there a bit late, we'll still be fine. But it's perfect weather as well for that, because we've got a low tide, so abalone are going to be really accessible. We've got an offshore wind and low swell, so it's going to be nice and safe this morning. And, beautiful weather for everyone to go out and have their second hour of their 4 hours. We're going to get abalone fishing in the metro area this year.
I'm sure you're worth waiting for. Good luck today, Trophy.
No worries. Thanks very much. I'll let you know how we go.
Yeah, sounds good. Michael Tropiano from Wreckfish West out heading for some abalone today. So that metro abalone season, it's the second day today, and that's starting at 7 o'clock, 7 till 8. So a few people heading out. Good luck if you're wetting a line or doing any shore-based stuff today.